Y'all can see. Go back and watch the actual episode. You'll see her shoes.
Hella?
They Gucci.
They not. Oh, they are. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Ready? They Gucci, literally.
This is already chaotic.
Oh, y'all drinking alcohols?
I know. Yeah,
I need it after today.
Why y'all didn't give us now?
Let me get started.
Okay,
y'all, this is chaos. What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. And if... I'm turning it down. If you watching, you know what it is. If you listening, we got some wonderful guests. We got our sisters with us today. Go on, let them know who you are.
I am Melissa Miss Kev on stage Frederick.
I'm her sister, his friend, and his wife.
Correct, because that would be very sister wives if she was just a sister.
I'm Mel. You've got Mel on the internet.
And together they are...
The Gin and Juice Podcast.
Yeah, we out here.
Absolutely. So, hey, this is a... Look, this episode is usually about coming from two black men's point of view. If you don't know what it's about, go watch previous episodes.
Amen.
This week, we got a different agenda.
Amen. Okay, come on,
we
different
got
agenda.
Gin, juice, whiskey, bourbon.
But we don't have gin or juice.
Y'all want...
What is yak exactly?
Cognac.
Cognac.
Oh, brandy. I got it. Understand.
She's acting like juice.
Now, this is straight. Y'all want it straight?
Yeah, we ain't got no chasers.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
I want some.
Plus, this is my reality.
Get the lady a snifter.
Can I have can I just have a little bit for aesthetic?
Yeah. You ain't going to be wasting my liquor.
Side tables or nothing. Did y'all know we were coming?
All right.
Where's our center table? Where's our center table? I have sweats on, by the way, because as I was saying, while he's getting our yak.
You right, because y'all treated us right. I'm going to go get you a table.
I woke up this morning, took my son to the school is where he goes in the morning. And then I went in to get my hair done, which is like 45 minutes. Actually, it's more like an hour away.
You can't get it
and then I went to the dentist, which is like 30 minutes from there. And then I drove here. And I'm not going to the dentist with a face full of makeup.
It's so it don't fall out.
I'm not doing that.
That was already a little difficult to get in there.
I'll just have yours.
I want my own.
I'll just have a sip.
You gotta force it up out of there.
Oh, you're gonna have some.
No, I want aesthetics.
She won't have a glad. All right,
now when it breaks.
It ain't gonna break, trust me. Yeah.
Give me a solo cut.
Clearly. Oh, you need a band-aid.
Somebody said wipe it, it's blurry.
Oh, the camera might need to be.
Oh, is it yours?
This one?
Yeah.
It's a woman's phone. Of course it's blurry.
Shut your face.
Can you Melissa is the queen of wiping the
I am a queen of
surprise.
I made the whole episode already chaotic.
It's because we took it off, put it back on, took it off, put it back on.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We be back. God dang it.
Cat said it's not blurry.
It looked clear on your phone, but we just cleared it. It's fine.
Oh, shit. What is happening?
You are about to fall.
I'm going to have to replace something.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Can y'all believe? Oh, my God. This has just happened. All
what
right.
did you break?
I don't know. It's something in it. We ain't using it right now, so we good.
Okay.
He's
Goose
yes.
went to go. I What's went to go get
I
a table.
I would like a pink red solo cup, please.
Amen. Solo.
You getting one of them glass that he's in there cleaning.
Oh, he's cleaning. Oh, that was smart.
Oh,
if you're listening, we apologize. I went to get a table because apparently I wasn't being a good host, and Goose went to clean the glasses because Melissa's going to pretend to drink. And Melanie might get drunk.
I feel like because I went to the dentist today, I can't drink alcohol for real.
I haven't eaten, so I and can't.
Oh, you shouldn't.
He actually got
Are y'all going on a date afterward? I'll watch the kids. Oh, Kenny has school tomorrow.
We should have. I actually, if you really want to know, didn't tell him, but I made a reservation because we were going to go.
You should.
But then the babysitter.
That's enough. Don't be wasting
that. I was about to say that too, Chad.
So.
You doing it straight?
No,
I'm about to. I'll take some lime juice.
But go ahead and put that in.
What do y'all?
I'm good with this because I'm not gonna drink it for real anyway. I can put it back in the glass.
All this will be cut on the actual episode. Y'all are getting the fun.
Hey y'all?
Can you just put a little bit in there?
A little bit of lime juice.
I want something.
This is not at the studio.
What's it gonna do?
This is at
It's gonna give a little.
Yeah,
I wanna stop.
100% right.
Stop.
That's all I wanted.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for real.
Are we recording?
Yeah. We've been recording.
I want to make sure the last time we were together, you told my wife to shut up.
I told her to shut up again.
You did?
Sitting here, yeah.
He did. He just told both of us.
I told him to shut up. Both of us.
Actually, I remember last time. It really irritated me.
That's what the comment said.
That was like, oh, no, you see that look he gave?
Are they actually friends?
Keep my wife's name. Your
mouth. So you're going to give me the warning before you slap me?
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's shut up, man.
It actually takes a lot to get
We had a good chuckle out of that. Y'all too. Y'all was like just making a situation.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't even know what the hell is happening right now.
This is Let Us Tell It with Jen and Juice.
Oh, we did that part already.
So I'm about to just say
that. Oh, okay.
So this is Jen and Juice with whiskey. You feel me?
Hey, okay. You understand.
So the first segment that we do sometime is get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
So we can start with you.
No. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
Okay. Y'all are like.
I don't mean to know a ping pong.
All right. So what I got to get off my chest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should we let the guest go first?
You know what that is? We're supposed to be Southern gentlemen.
We are. Yes. We giving a horrible example of this.
So get it off your chest is like something that Okay, I have something. Mel, you got something? Because it just happened to me on the way. It was actually on our list, but it legitimately happened in real life to me today that I would like to get off my chest. And that is this. If we are at a four-way stop, the person who first waves, the other person must go. You have to go. You cannot turn around and then also wave, because then what happens? Now we're waving at each other and no one goes. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? Because it happened to me a long time ago, and it happened to me again today, and I was pissed off. We both go at the same time, and then we stop at the same time. And now we're looking at each other, because now the process of waving starts over. Yeah. Yeah. Ma'am, go.
Wait, I have a question.
When the first person is polite, just take it.
If I'm the first person to wave, I'm the polite one. You must go.
Why are you waving? Why can't you just go if it's
because,
your turn?
No, because we came at the same time.
Let's pull Melissa's mic back a little bit.
Sorry. Am I too loud?
You all in the mic. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
If you approach the stop at the same time.
Okay, I get it.
If you approach the mic, I'm sorry if I was peeking in the mic.
Technically, hey. The person to the right supposed to go
That's
first.
Correct.
But don't nobody know that.
But nobody does that.
That's a rule.
Yes, I do know the person to the right. But what always ends up happening is if you beat me and you wave first, I'm going. I'm not going to polite gesture with you for 20 minutes.
Okay.
But if I wave to you and you want to one up my niceness, I'm now going to punch you. I'm now going to punch you. Because why? Because why? Because why?
What if I agree?
There is no. In what world is that not the correct order
of
events?
No, I agree. Unless there's something happening that I can't go, and it's like, just go.
No, you're driving. No, you're driving.
Why are you even waving anyone then?
Because y'all got there at the same time. So
I know,
y'all
but
like,
why would you even care enough about the other person to wave?
Because someone has to take charge of the situation. Otherwise, we're just looking at each other like the puffy.
She's taking control and delegating.
You go.
Every morning, I take McKinley to school, and there's this three-way stop, and everybody's just like rushing because everybody's going to school, work, or whatever. I go.
Yeah.
I don't make eye contact with anybody. As soon as I stop, and they wait on me. I don't. All that waving? Nah.
I feel like because my dad always taught us to be defensive drivers.
Yeah.
And he always said, make eye contact with the people so that way you know I see you. And so you can communicate. It almost becomes a communication. So I need you to know, you see me, I see you, okay?
Hey, you
see
me wave? Eye contact and somebody was just like.
What?
Do it. Next time somebody.
Why would that happen?
Just make noises. Make faces.
That would be so hilarious if you make eye contact.
The next person who waves to me after I wave to them, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. Let's just end all of this.
No.
Look, y'all know I'm an asshole by nature. There's a four-way stop near my neighborhood, and I have to cross it frequently. A lot of times people going in this particular direction, they don't stop. Mm-hmm. They will like just barely slow down and blow right through it. I pull in the middle of the intersection and stop.
You're a butt
what?
Wipe.
Why? Because why they're there?
Because you're a butt wipe.
Oh,
why would you do that?
Because literally, like as you're approaching, you can tell that they didn't stop. They were coming to the four-way stop and just cruise right through me. I'm stopping.
Force them to stop?
Yes. That's when Tank.
Yes.
That's when Tank turned into the Karen.
Oh yeah, I'm carrying. I'm big carrying energy. Hand on the hip. That's what I got. Hand on the hip. This is like, you need to stop through here. No, it's people jogging. You know, with walking with their kids. They got every now and then it might be a horse or something. People walking, you know, riding horses. I'm like, stop, man. This is a residential area. Respect the residents.
There you go.
What's Melanie, you got anything you need to get off your chest?
I didn't have anything. I don't have anything to get off my chest today.
That's weird.
It's irritating.
Not that's weird. Can we have this bottle so Mel can put her phone here so I can see?
Amen. That no.
And it's aesthetic.
I'm trying to think something for you.
Something. Oh, well, the only
you
thing.
You don't have to have something. I was just like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to, I'll say this though. Because it's similar kind of to, are you drinking all of that? All right.
Oh. I was just trying to taste it.
Oh, I thought she turned the bottle. No, that's a horrible combination.
That's for a man.
Oh, put some LaCroix in it.
That's why I asked that first, but she didn't want.
When you are preparing to get on the elevator and it's about to open, move out of the way. Because there may be people on the elevator getting off.
Oh, my God.
And I always have a stroller with me.
Ooh.
And so when people get there, it's so annoying. It is so annoying.
Yeah.
Girl.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
If y'all don't back the hell up and give me my space so I can get off. I have two kids. So I usually have a stroller and McKinley and then me. And I be like, just...
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
So now, we're all doing this.
Get off the escalator and stand at the top.
Yes.
There's a row of people that cannot stop.
Yes.
Move. That's what I got to say.
Goose.
I agree with her. Cold-heartedly. I could talk about that one all day. Mm-hmm. But the one I have, it's a category, so it's several things. Airplane etiquette.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a genre right there.
This is L.A., Greg. Give it to us.
Oh, my goodness. okay, so we was on a plane coming back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mom and a son sitting next to me. I had the window seat. The boy spoke out and was like, I want the window seat.
Mm.
The mom's like, no.
Your window seat?
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him like,
do you now?
Yeah. And I'm waiting on the mom to ask me so I can be like, no. You know. But look, the boys.
And I'm the carrier.
Right.
No. The window seat. I need the window seat. But anyway, the boy swings at his mom. Like swings at her. So she's literally like scuffling with the boy. All
right. There's an actual scuffle.
Yes.
You can swing at me.
Josh is sitting right behind me. He sees it all too. So here comes this black guy and his mom. Hey, we'll switch seats with you so you can sit with your husband in the back. Oh, thank you. So the black guy and his mama come. He wasn't sitting here before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He volunteered to sit where he is. We're about to land. And I'm asleep, and then I feel like, you know how the lights cut on and you can tell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The window opened.
Hold on.
No.
On the plane?
But it's your window.
My window. Oh, all of a sudden.
The shade.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
You got the plane?
I was like, oh.
And then we got sucked out.
I was like, it's a vacuum. You know, we're going to get sucked out.
It's the start of a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah. You just surfed the emergency door so you landed safe.
No, we weren't in emergency safety.
Oh, okay. The shade opens.
Shade opens. And I'm like, oh, dang, my bad. You know, I'm thinking, I done left it open and it's just shining in on everybody. So I close it and then I hear him. Man, we can share this damn window.
No, you can't.
What?
No, you can't.
Yes.
No, you cannot.
Reaches over.
No, you cannot.
And opens it like slight halfway, right? So I'm dead. I'm asleep. But in my head, I'm like, is this happening? Did this man just do that?
You got a toddler hand snap.
This is a middle-aged black man.
He's my age. Okay. He looked similar. He looked like he could be my age.
Okay.
And his mom's next. And his mom is like an immigrant. She could barely, because she was like, no. She was telling him no. So I reach and I close the window. And I was like, is there an issue? I thought this was disturbing y'all. What's happening? So he says, man, my mama want to see out the window. I was like, oh, all you got to do is ask. You know what I'm saying? So then I didn't open it back up. He reaches over and opens it back up. His mom was like, no, 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 no. I said, no, mama, let's be clear. I don't feel disrespected. Right. Mm-hmm. At that moment in my head.
What would Tank do?
God, man.
What would Atlanta Greg do?
I was surprised by myself because it didn't bother me. Yeah. And usually when something bothered me, it bothered me for a long time. Yes.
But the mama thing, I get it. But your approach.
That's what it was.
Your approach
when
is
he
wrong.
Said his mama wanted to see it. And I was like, dang, what? If
you
I
had
was
sympathy
with my mama,
in your heart.
But you would have asked. Like,
yeah, I would have been like, but I know he didn't ask me because I was asleep. Yeah. That would have been kind of
yeah, that's, but then yeah. his response
but the second
afterwards.
One,
right?
Yeah,
he could have been like, "Oh, yeah. I didn't ask. Window. I know you were asleep, so I didn't want to bother you. But do you mind? My mom really wants to look out the window."
Yes. Yeah.
So, what I have to say to everybody
is, don't let it happen twice.
Yeah,
you should have told your mama keep her original seat.
You should have kept your ass to the back. You volunteered to come up here. You changed your seat. Go back to your own seat.
Did he have a window seat before?
I don't know. But see, now that especially I talked to Mel about it, I'm like, dang, all of it. You know what? F your mom. Because, bro, you left from back there.
His approach made that response.
You came from back there to disturb. Now you disturb. Oh, I was also upgraded to first class, but since it wasn't a window seat, I didn't take it. So now...
You real irritated. All first class opportunities.
All context.
I'm like the hell with that first window. I don't like windows no way.
I need a window so I can sleep. But anyway, people, if you want any type of control, you have to have a window seat.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have some problems. Luckily for him and everybody around there, I was cool headed about the situation because it could have got ugly. Yeah. On the plane.
That was a
mama.
Teaching moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look, sir, let me tell you. So we're going to have this conversation.
Yeah. But see, I felt decent about it because I let him know how I felt. And I don't feel disrespected. Mm-hmm. So you ain't punking nobody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really what you were saying.
That's what I wanted. That, yeah. Anyway.
Now, that's what you said.
It is.
Do not play with people when...
Don't reach over people.
Yeah, don't reach at over all. People. It's not your window. It's just an unwritten rule. If you sitting
at the window, the window is yours. Yeah, I agree.
That's just what it is.
You chose an aisle seat.
Correct.
You chose an aisle.
So
you didn't choose a middle
seat.
You
got the cart.
You got one because you didn't get the ticket in enough time.
Yeah. And then you chose two seats without a window because you left from back there to come up here. So come
on. Your bad. Yeah.
All right. That's the other thing. But as we're getting off the plane,
Wait.
There's more.
Everybody's getting off the plane. I'm stepping out into the aisle to get off. This girl damn near takes my leg off.
Mm.
And I initiated it more. So it was like.
Yeah, you had to kick your leg out with a little authority.
And I'm like, hey, I'm not looking at her. But I'm like, damn, wait your turn. Everybody rushing. So now my bag in the seat. I'm like, everybody rushing. I ain't got no jacket on. Now. I'm just like, grab my bag. I ain't moving. Grab my bag. Everybody rushing. Golly, get off the plane.
Yeah. Wait your turn.
Wait your turn, man.
I agree with that, too.
No, that burns. I don't even have to be affected, but that would annoy me when I see other people do it.
Wait, and yes, when I see it happening, I'm like, why is you...
In a rush. Yeah. Unless they say, like, I know our flight was delayed. Yeah. Let the people that have a connecting flight, then I get that.
Let them go.
But the people that just be rushing, and Kev is one of the people low-key, though. Kev be like, quick to stand up. Grab your books, your bags, your belongings. Let's get it. Why are you rushing?
Yeah.
Why are you rushing?
You're going to be standing in line like everybody else. And
at the baggage claim.
With everybody else.
At the back, man. Now,
my daddy was the last one you wanted to cut past on the plane.
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm bad. Mm. You would have been all types of MFers. Your mama and whoever you with,
your
kids,
too,
everybody's an MFer. Get back. I'm getting off. Like, it's my
I find it to help, though, when you get like, excuse me, please. excuse me, just excuse me. Mm-hmm. And that's when everybody like, yeah. Do that. Yeah, like, that's what I need.
That's black man based. Let me.
Excuse. And then they all wait, but this girl tried to take my leg off.
Yeah.
And this guy took this. You know what? Now it's kind of irritating me.
Oh, you can't be irritated now. You can't change it.
Talk yourself into being.
I feel like
you did the right thing. No, you did the right thing. Disrespect is actually a high trigger on your trigger list.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I feel you.
When you do it purpose, just.
Yeah.
I tried to set him up as best as I could.
You did great.
Oh, it's okay. I keep trying to move this and it's just hitting this chair, but it's fine. Go ahead.
But yeah, that was, I had to get that off my chest. Y'all respect people on plane, man.
Well, I'm currently going through something.
Mm. What you going through?
Lowe's.
Oh.
They're going to see me tomorrow.
Oh.
So next week you'll get
Home Depot, like Lowe's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not Home Depot, punk ass Lowe's.
Is Home Depot better than Lowe's?
Actually, aesthetically, Lowe's is a little better.
Just depending on what
it's usually
you're
cleaner. Yeah.
Lowe's is always cleaner.
Lowe's is always cleaner because don't nobody go there.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Target to Walmart.
Oh, I see. I didn't know these were the genres of
Target is Lowe's.
Yeah.
Really?
Target is Lowe's. Oh, I didn't know that.
Why isn't there any workers outside of Lowe's? There's never.
Because people that get work done go to Home Depot.
I was just at the soundstage.
I'm clowning Lowe's today.
And the Home Depot by the soundstage, there was, when I went to get the Starbucks,
yes.
Bunch of people out there
trying to get work.
Yeah, no, they get work out. They ain't standing out there for nothing. They know they're going to get some work out.
No, I was like,
Depot.
Low key, this
but
is.
They're never out of Lowe's.
There ain't nobody at Lowe's. They know ain't nobody there doing no serious
it's
work.
So I be in Lowe's. I didn't know that.
No, I go to Lowe's too. One, because it's closed. Because
I ain't doing nothing.
Like dealing with the crowd.
I be going in Lowe's and I get overwhelmed. Which aisle am I supposed to be in? And then it'd be 37 different options.
But
I'd just be like, this is a lot.
But you can go to a department store and find what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Lowe's, they got the sign up. You want plumbing? Plumbing.
Yeah, but then once you're in the plumbing aisle, there's 37 options within the plumbing.
Well, first, you got to know what you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying. You be like, this one is an S, and this is a zigzag, and this one's shaped like a C. I don't.
That's why you call one of us.
Yeah, don't call Kev.
I be
leave him alone. Leave him alone. He gonna be all up in the comments. He already mad.
I feel like I called Greg the other day. Was asking where my breaker box was.
You did call him.
Yeah, we talked about.
We
it.
Was live.
You were featured. Oh yeah, that. He answered during
like,
the
look,
recording.
I ain't playing with y'all, but listen, just text me.
Oh yeah,
breaker box.
So I went to Lowe's. So I don't know if I talk about this on TV or not. Or maybe
no, you just told me this out here.
Anyway, we got in our bedroom, which is stupid. Our bedroom and we have our bathroom connected. There's no door. There's just a big opening. Mm. I hate it. Because when you walk into our bedroom, if you look to the left, there's a massive mirror. And on the reflection of that mirror is the shower.
Oh.
You know, and it's like, and on top of that, it just feels like you have no privacy. I mean, granted, ain't nobody in the bedroom but us.
Yeah.
We just don't feel private. So I went to Lowe's. I got ordered like matching doors. We had to design them because it's like a custom
fit.
Yep. Went through the whole thing with them. Cool. They said it'll be like 48-day lead time, which I'm like, all right, there's always a lead time like that with stuff
that's
like that.
That's a long time. So but I guess it's custom.
I called back because I realized nobody ever, like they told me what happened, nobody ever contacted me to come out physically measure everything. And they didn't give me any update on that. So I called back like 2-3 weeks later and I'm like, why hasn't anybody called me? The guy was like, oh, yeah, no, somebody will be calling you. Looks like they'll be in November 22nd. Mm. I'm like, bet. So, but somebody will be in contact with you. So then I call November 25th, where my door is at, and ain't nobody called me. The guy's looking. He's typing. And he's like, so the manufacturer just called, and your doors were damaged, so they had to they got to remake them. Now they'll be in December 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, well, on top of that, nobody ever came out to confirm the measurements. He's typing, well, it doesn't say that you have installation included. I said, I should have it included. Why the hell would I buy doors with nobody to put them together? I said, would you order a car that came in a box and not put together? He's like, yeah, well, you know, somebody should have did this. And he's sitting there, we talking through it because I said, this is the second time I ordered these doors. First time. I don't know, whatever happened, went through. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. No, I do remember talking the installation.
Oh, no.
Oh, you do remember me.
Yeah, now he remembers. I'm like, well, the first guy, whatever, he quit, dealt with you. He said, no, I helped you design them, but I didn't input the order and everything. So he's like, yeah, let me talk to the manager, and, you know, we'll give you a call back. A couple days go by. He don't call back. I call him back.
No, man.
End up getting him again. Oh, yeah, so he gives me run around again. He's at lunch. I'll call you as soon as he get off lunch. I got busy, forgot. I called back, yesterday. Talked to a dude. Now I'm hot. Mm. And the guy's like, well, you know, first of all, now he's coming to me. I thought it was the same dude. So I said, now, hold on. I said, I'm telling you. I said, do you not remember this? He said, no, I don't remember this conversation. I said, okay, then I apologize because you came off like you knew what I was talking about. Let me give you the backstory. Mm-hmm. So then we get real cordial with each other. He's like, oh, yeah, I understand. So I told him what happened. He said, we shouldn't have done that because if somebody comes in to order doors, he gives me the entire process. If you order a door, we go out, take measurements. That's a $40 charge. And then you come back. Then we design the doors. And then we can put them on order. I said, well,
that was
this is the first time I heard this this explanation. Child. I was like, he was like, so yeah, let me call them and find out. I said, well, they went in, because I'm not paying for installation at this point. Doors is already too expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting money on top of that. I thought all that was included.
Yeah, but also what size doors are you going to get if they didn't come and actually do the measurements?
That's why I called the first time to figure out where these dudes are.
Yeah.
So he's like, let me call the manufacturer. I say, yeah, because apparently they're making the doors again, so tell them to stop, because I don't want the damn doors at this point, if that's the case.
Yeah.
So then I call. I talked to him today. He's like, yeah, unfortunately, the manufacturer, they can't give you a refund because they're too far in the process, but there's a 20% restocking fee. I said, I don't know who your general manager is, but you have them call me. Hello? As soon as possible.
Yes.
There's a restocking fee for you?
Yes.
For doors, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, have you made? He's like, okay, I'll shoot him an email. So I call him again, and he didn't pick up. So what they don't know is I'm going up there first thing in the morning after child drop off.
I'll meet you up there.
Oh, it's going to be something ridiculous.
I'll meet you up there.
I'll give y'all the update, you know, because I'm already hot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
At this point, it don't matter. At this point, I'm willing to pay the restocking fee just to be able to cuss y'all out.
But you're going to pay the doors and the restocking fee and doors you don't have.
No, I'm just paying the restocking fee. Yeah. They're giving me the rest of my money back.
Got it. Okay.
It's 20% restocking fee of the charge.
Got it.
So that's still coming off my chest.
Mm. Right.
I got to pay for your mistake. Oh, y'all going to feel all of this heat.
Ooh, child.
I'm blowing up just below call the police.
More to come. Can't wait for that one.
Greg, when you meet him there, do it voyeuristic.
The corner of Greg's eye gonna be in the video the whole time.
That's why you can just. So what I think is happening right now, Marcus's blood pressure is boiling.
Lowe's can kiss my entire ass.
Call in on our podcast next week.
Yeah, for the update.
We gonna go live with Patreon.
Yeah,
we up there at Lowe's.
So this is how it went. We're on location.
Hilarious. All right, so moving on real quick.
If you order regular size doors, you might want 8-foot doors, you know, because your height.
This is not a regular size opening.
Like, it's probably like
small.
No, this opening is tall.
I know it's that archway.
Yeah.
You getting the doors cut to that?
Yes, I want everything to match.
Okay.
Because I want it to look like all the rest of the doors in the house. Otherwise, it'll look weird.
No.
And just like, we can put up a curtain. Shut up.
Because I can put up the door and then you can put...
No, like and this. I said, you know what? I could just install the doors myself and it could be content. We could do it. Yeah. But the hell with Lowe's. I still do that.
That's when you made a decision. So I could do this, but actually what I'm going to decide to do is not.
Yeah.
Hell with Lowe's.
I'm with it.
Moving on. Yep.
Moving on.
So I thought about something. This wasn't even scheduled until right before Patreon saw us stumbling over this live. We all be into weird stuff. Everybody's into like things that they like to watch, like to do, like to see. I got into something really weird and I can't stop watching these videos.
Okay.
And I think everybody has something weird that they want to talk about or just bring up. And y'all might too. Patreon, I know y'all got weird stuff. Hell, y'all watch us. One thing that I'm into. Go ahead.
I'm guaranteeing y'all. Whatever he's thinking is going to be the same thing.
You
and we ain't even discussed this.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it.
I asked him, was it about animals? He said, yes.
It is about animals.
Okay.
Hold on. Is it about animals' feet?
What?
Yes.
This is so oddly specific.
Hold on. I'm about to tell you. It's called a farrer. This is people that go around and they clean and do maintenance on the hooves of cows and horses.
I knew it.
What?
I knew it, man.
Melissa?
I had no idea. No, stop. Everything, just pause. Shut up. Don't say no more words. Because at this point, it's not about the hooves.
It is.
About y'all. It's about the fact that the both of you are watching videos about this. That's what's weird. Melissa. Who cares about the hooves themselves?
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Hold on.
The past 3 days.
Hold on. Let's see Patreon. Y'all been watching it too.
You see Cal 209.
Do y'all know that their birthdays are one day apart?
Our birthdays are literally 1 day apart.
Their careers are very, very similar. Okay. They're very, very, which is why when I met Mark, I was like, this is weird.
Oh, sheep shearing. Yeah, it was interesting too.
This is weird.
What?
This is weird.
But it'd be a lot of people watching videos.
It's weird
though.
That no, it's y'all watch it.
It's just vibrations.
It's the vibration.
Yeah,
it's the energy.
What? Okay, now wait. This is the interesting thing about this, and
we can't talk about the hooves.
No, we can get there, but it's much weirder that the two of you
that both of
watch
y'all.
It. That's far stranger.
Absolutely. It is, and we've never talked about this.
Greg,
before.
I literally like last week or maybe earlier this week. I'm sitting there, and this video was probably like 10 minutes long.
I hate you.
And I'm invested, like I'm about to start doing this. Now I know the steps. I know the anatomy of the hooves.
I hate you.
And I'm
so
like,
much.
Look, I'm like, oh, he got an infection. They're going to have to cut that out. Yeah. The good thing is, you got to take it out because you got to get rid of the infection.
Not you being an expert.
So you got to take it out. But you don't want to go too far and cause pain to the animal, right?
Yep.
But you got to get as much as you can, clean that out. Then you put a block. Nope. So he ain't stepping on, or she
I didn't even know this was a
ain't
thing.
Stepping on that side, and it heals, and then it grows. It's just like a fingernail. Y'all get y'all's nails done?
No. Stop
talking.
This is
the one where they polish the hood after they do it.
I'm so stressed about this.
It's crazy.
Polished it like nail polish.
No, they put a oil. It's like an oil on it,
like cuticle
oil to protect it. Yes, and it be looking fire.
I hate.
Ask for the animal hoof cuticle.
The collective of you together, treatment. I hate.
You know what the problem is? All of our phones are in here. And so Siri and Alexa
are here in ours. Yeah, we're about to have.
And watch. Y'all going to be like, girl, did y'all see that one that was in
there? Going to think I mentioned that.
Look at this.
This is what is so funny is I'm thoroughly convinced TikTok specifically hacks your psyche. I'm 100% sure of it.
Your whole psyche.
And that's why you're served videos that are like, I never searched for this. I don't think I'm interested in this. But then they serve it to you and you're just kind of like, well, now that I'm here, I don't think I'm leaving.
Mm. Yeah, that like, was something me and him talked about.
But how do they know that?
Me and him talked about a couple weeks ago and it popped up in my phone like the next week and I've still been getting them things.
It hears you.
I don't even, but have you ever said aloud, I want to watch hood videos?
No,
but what's weird is it comes through on the iPhone.
Because it hacks your psyche.
Right now it comes through on the iPhone and the iPhone, all the signal, everything is turned off because we're recording on it.
Okay.
And it stuff, all the information we talk about here pops up
goes
on
there.
When I turn it back on.
It's also the algorithm, I think.
I also have watched those and sent those videos before. So they're probably like, oh, who's close to Greg?
They do it by the phone. The phones be syncing with each other.
I don't want to be connected to the two of them. Siri, Alexa, I don't want to be connected to the two of them. Don't serve it.
The interesting part is that we both were intrigued by it. Yeah. So where it was like,
we'd be having millions and millions of views.
Yes.
The algorithm, at least
connects pieces.
It takes people who are similar. Look. So it's like, oh, if this, I serve this and this person watched it, let me go serve it to someone who has watched similar things or has similar interests, give it to them. And if they like it, that's literally the way the algorithm works.
It's almost like an avatar because it's the same thing when you do, when we used to do Facebook ads.
Yes.
You become an avatar. It's not Marcus or Greg. It's a person that has these similar interests would probably also like your content. Therefore, we're going to serve them this ad.
Yeah.
That's crazy, then, among y'allers.
Well, since you mentioned it, y'all need to watch it. So there's this cow.
Yeah, we didn't get to it.
I'm sorry.
The cows are more interesting. They know that they burn the horseshoe onto the horses, though.
Yes. Yeah.
So they heat up the horseshoe and stamp it on them.
Yep.
And then they take
this is
it off.
Branding.
Yeah, no, on the hoof.
On
they don't
the
feel
hoof.
It.
Oh,
it's almost like if you had on a shoe, like if you pick your shoe up and I would have tapped the bottom, that's how it feels to them. They don't really feel it.
Oh.
but they put the nails through.
They
put the nails all the way through the dude hooves.
Till it comes out the other end.
Come out the other end.
Okay, that sounds painful.
But they don't feel it.
They don't feel it.
Because it's like that much space between the nerves, and they got like that much hoof. All that's.
Why do you guys know this?
Because I've been watching these videos.
Back to
who's the person that you watch?
It's a bunch of them.
Oh,
it's a whole procession.
They go around literally to all the farms and maintenance the cows. Whoever got hooves, cows, horses.
Is one dude's a G though?
Sheep, whatever it is.
No, the one dude's a G. So some of them, the ones that do the cows, they got like a machine that they put the cows in, and it grabs their leg and like holds it up.
Okay.
So they all standing up and it like holds it in place. This one dude's a gangster. He does the horses. He wears the leather chaps and he got his bucket full of tools and he just stand behind the horse and lock the foot in and he goes to work.
And then if they put the animal in the machine,
I'm out.
And they do it for too long because they're only supposed to be in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, because it makes them uncomfortable.
Matter of fact, 10 minutes might be too long. If they stay in there too long, when they let them go, the cows, their weight, it causes their legs to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So they just collapse.
Oh.
So they got to do it quick.
They got to do it fast.
See, man, this should be a competition, like Olympic competition.
This is the...
And then they got these knives that are so sharp.
It's crazy how sharp they are. They just be like, yeah, we got to take some of this off. Shave it right there. You got to make sure it's even.
Anyway.
This is so crazy to me.
They would have these cysts. Cavities.
Yeah.
All this.
It's almost like a tooth cavity. Like they have to go down and get it out.
And because they
step on pebbles and stuff.
Sanitize it.
Yeah.
Wrap it. Man, it's crazy. And it's crazy to think that this hasn't always been the case. So way back in the day, who was taking care of these animals?
That's what the dude was saying recently. He said horses, cattle, all that out in the wild, they get old. And that's part of them. Their dying process is like, because they can't get away from predators.
Yeah.
They become prey.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
And when they get old and can't do that, it's like that becomes the victim. So survival of the fittest.
Literally.
Now they live longer in captivity. Horses and cattle live longer in captivity now. Yeah.
My head is swirling.
They will get cattle in that can barely walk.
Okay. Yeah,
like literally.
Literally barely walk.
Okay.
They cut their nails. They clean them up. And if they have to take a certain part of the hoof to where it's like this.
Level.
Unlevel.
Yeah.
They put a
block.
Like a block in to make it level. So then the hoof can grow into the
The other side can grow into the gap. And they walk out.
That sounds like a cap you put on a tooth.
Yes.
Look. They walk in, they limp, and then they walk out. They're like, all right.
They be like,
she got my stride back.
It's the fact that y'all are far more interested in this. I mean,
it's
10-minute conversation.
Watch. Y'all gonna like it.
That's crazy.
Like, this really, there's a job for these guys.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And whoever designed the machine to put the bull in, they be having full-on like bulls that will ram the hell out of you.
Animals.
It grabs their foot and just like
raises it up.
Locks it. Let them go. Grab the other foot.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
What you got, Melissa?
Nothing as interesting as that. You hear me? Not a thing as interesting as hoof branding growth. I don't know what that is. So the TikTok be serving me, okay?
Would it be serving you?
Built strong Asian men that look like...
Hold on.
I'm not playing. So this is...
It was a joke, Kevin.
No, I've told him about it. So there's a guy specifically that he randomly shows up on my TikTok feed, and he looks like a doctor. So all of his transition videos, he comes on looking like very like studious, okay? And then he'll do like a swipe or a hair flip or something. And then all of a sudden his shirt's off, the Beyonce fan is on, and he has triceps, and his hair is blowing in the wind, and all of a sudden he's Rambo. And you're just like, what did I just watch? Why would you serve me this? And they serve me. I'm trying to tell you. I'd be like, what in my psyche?
That's your Pornhub getting into the rest of your algorithms.
Yeah, see, she said I've seen his TikToks. No, this guy, I don't think he's Indian. Is he? First. Actually, no, there's two. There is an Indian guy as well. And then there's an Asian dude. Mm. And it's literally, the one of them does have a bunch of tattoos. But regardless, he comes on and you think he's giving you, and it's very intentional. He's like playing low-key on a stereotype. So he comes on the screen and he's looking like a doctor. Mm. And he'll have like a clipboard. And then he'll do a really cool transition and all of a sudden he's Rambo.
Mm. You know...
TikTok. I don't understand.
I know people. I know multiple people that have done like body. Like
yes, that's true. Technically, Indian is Asian.
Yeah. Do they like? I don't know.
I didn't. I almost said it when I said that, and I was like, I don't know if. Yeah, so I'm not gonna say. Yeah.
If it's a negative thing, and on the same point, like I know I have cousins that's done like bodybuild competitions, and usually do that. They drink distilled water to like so they basically dehydrate the skin, so the muscles cling to the body. They look more like. Shredded and veiny. I hope this ain't racist because I'm truly not trying to be racist, but usually when I see Asian guys that are really in good shape, they are more cut and defined than anybody else I've seen outside of competitions. Like that's like they just walk around like that without, well, not that they ain't put in work, but they do it without like doing special things to drain their skin of nutrients.
It's
like, and I've seen it multiple times, like because I watch like bodybuild stuff, workout stuff, and I'm like, man, these Asian dudes be shredded.
Powerlifters, there's this, he's like the Olympic champion, and he's Asian. Dude is stupid, really.
Yeah. He's shredded. And usually powerlifters are not shredded.
No.
But usually they just big, like bulky and big stomachs because it's all about power. It's not about like how their attention, but. He pulled it off shredded. How did that happen? No.
This guy looks like, what is that cartoon character that was like all
Johnny Bravo.
The both of them together look like Johnny Bravo. Ginormous.
She talking about Dragon Ball Z or something.
No, I was talking about Johnny Bravo.
With the head?
Yeah.
With the sunglasses?
Yes. Yeah. Johnny Bravo was huge.
He was just big. Or, he was like Elvis.
What's his name? Venture Brothers?
He had a big upper body.
Because the dudes, they be like their waist is
like,
it be so little. It is fascinating to me. It's not like, oh, you're so sexy. I just be like, this is, it's not that. Yeah, it's really not for me. And he does.
If I could get like this, I probably wouldn't put the work
in. It's the same style of video. The transitions are just different. And every time I'm blown away and fascinated and like completely locked in.
Hilarious.
That's my random. Everything else I feel like on my TikTok makes sense. But they started serving me that. And I was like, what about me and what I'm searching for makes you think that this is what I want
to. Very similar to you who so enjoys it's, that. It's the waist like, try
for
it.
You.
Hit play. See
it's the waist
it.
For
it's
me.
The waist.
Because he's shaped like a triangle.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
What you got, Mel?
I don't. I'm sorry.
You ain't got no?
No.
Hold on. Your whole life.
I don't. TikTok.
We watched a show of Martins deaf people dating.
Of who?
That's not weird.
No, that's it's not weird. However.
Inclusive is what that is.
See, she's gonna have it.
I'm diversity, and I'm about diversity.
I am about inclusivity.
Mel do be watching strange reality TV shows.
There be some strange reality TV shows.
Car chases are literally like reality TV. That's why. That's
Cops was the original reality TV.
Absolutely, that is my. That's my
Cops.
Jam.
That was the first one. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
That's
it
the real first reality TV.
Until something happened on that, and it got discontinued.
What happened?
Oh, I thought it was still going.
Cops.
Yeah
I heard it was.
Oh, y'all should look up why Cops ended. If y'all don't know, you should look up.
No, we're going to cover it on the next episode.
Okay, all right.
Dating on the Spectrum is good.
Touched.
Mel got me into that.
Dating on the Spectrum is
Mel got me into that.
Did Michael ever get with anybody?
No, but he's a little influencer now.
Hey, is he really? My
you follow him on Instagram? I don't follow him, but I be going to his page sometimes. He's a little influencer.
Michael said, well, she probably be leaving now. You go this way and I'll go there.
and just a straight lace.
His mama, his own mama.
So I guess this episode's done.
Like, because he just
I don't really
want to
be with you anymore. I don't think that, I think we should just maybe be friends.
His mama be trying to reason with him and like just laughing like, you know what?
I didn't like her at all, so I won't be calling her back.
Yes, he loves to wear suits. I love him. It's so sweet and heartwarming.
And it's also refreshing the level of honesty. We be playing games with the ghosting and the not texting back and the da 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 da. He just be like, so I'll never call you again.
Yes.
Because I don't like
That's
you.
That's what he said.
I'm not romantically interested in you. So, have a good day.
I would like you to know that this was a waste of time. Yes. So I'm going to go left. Don't follow me.
It's so sweet.
The show they're talking about is Dating on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Autism. I don't know. If
yeah, we are frozen.
Yeah, they were autistic. Oh, we frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know.
Your battery is dying. That's why. Look at it. It says low.
Can you hit it?
Yeah.
And then do we have a...
You should check your phone too, Tank. Anyway.
We've been...
slide it out.
To make sure it ain't stopped at all.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on, y'all.
Matter of fact, one day we were doing this and we didn't press record and we was like...
That's where I was going to be.
Like, we didn't press
record. Oh, that's how we knew it was official because we didn't press record.
Yeah. Did we press record? Okay, we might need to go quick. We've been here for a long time, though.
We started, I think, at...
Yeah,
Seven.
We 48 minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay, is it back? Yeah.
Oh, I left my phone.
Seemed like you was about to say something else, Tank. You got another
Did you have no Melanie?
What did
Kev
say?
One. Did you Melanie have one?
Have well,
one.
Y'all might as well wrap it up and come home.
Check out people, this doctor popping pimples.
They've been saying pimple those popper, serve pimple.
Those no, are served to me
them.
Too
yeah. People be I can't watch them.
Oh, I'm so
pressure
addicted.
Washing I can watch
it. Oh, pressure brush. I have watched. It's not like
it's very satisfying.
Pressure wise,
like
pressure.
It's satisfying.
But having someone pop a pimple is also satisfying.
Ooh, I can't watch
to
it.
See it like gross and inflamed, and then it like comes out, and now it's all clean.
I saw one on the back of a bull. It was the size of a
basketball.
What
is with you with these animals?
I don't know about the animals.
No, that thing. I mean, it was massive. I was like, no. Y'all was like, no. We didn't even hit the main topic yet.
Let's go.
Well, one of the issues was y'all had a story to tell that we was gonna hit.
Oh, that's right.
And give our perspective on.
Okay.
Yes.
I can tell the story. Oh, well, you gonna have to help with.
Absolutely, I will help.
Okay.
Actually, go
ahead.
Long
story short, I was at a wedding. We were at a wedding. Mail was to my
left. I'll tell it. It's okay. So
that is a horrible drink, Melissa. Why would you do that?
It's gonna keep you warm.
So listen.
It will warm
you up. I'm not sweating.
We went to a wedding. It was
Kev, you ain't never seen Melissa hot.
I'm here, and this is not good. Okay, sorry, Mel, go.
That's a horrible combination.
We went to a wedding a couple years ago. My homegirl was getting married. So we're all guests of the bride. So we're at the reception. Okay, party's going. And she comes back to the right of Greg. She comes back to the table with two drinks. Mm-hmm. Mind you, she is there alone. She comes back with two drinks and she gives one to Greg and she says.
She said the bartender gave her two drinks, made my first drink wrong and I got the second drink. Here you go. Because before that, somehow she knew I liked cognac. Because
you was probably being friendly and talking to her. That's probably. Mm-hmm. That's probably what happened.
She guessed, Greg.
Anyway,
you were supposed to say, no, I didn't even have a conversation with her. She guessed.
Anyway,
no, Greg,
she comes
Greg
and she puts the drink and I'm like.
And she literally, and she says like, I got the bartender gave me two drinks, so I got this drink for you.
Yes, she said that, yeah.
Why y'all look at me? Everybody literally just like, Tank.
So I take the drink.
So act it out, Mel. I said, oh, look, I have two drinks because the bartender made my drink wrong. Would you like one? That's gross, Mel.
I wasn't really drinking all that. You could
quit slamming my glasses.
Sorry.
Wasting my
drink. So anyway,
let's see what happens when you bring black folk over
that
your house.
Drink. So then I snatched the drink. I take the drink.
That was the first drink. Okay, it's a little aggressive. Go ahead.
It's her. It's disrespectful.
She was aggressive.
Because why would you ever give someone...
So
Okay. No, finish the story.
Yeah, finish the story.
So she kind of looks, right? Like you see me take the drink, right? Then what does she do, Greg?
She gets another drink.
That's where the problem is.
She goes back to the bar.
So I noticed your wife took the drink, so I thought maybe you would like one.
She goes
even require a discussion. Let's dive over the table.
She goes back to the bar and gets this time. Okay, so first time, if the bartender like gives you one, whatever, like you saw me take it, so you already know this is not okay. The second time, now you've gotten up and went to go get him a drink.
Correct.
And then brings the drink back.
Correct.
I think I was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, and I look at him.
I turn, I do the, to make sure she knows that I'm not interested or even trying to
entertain
get
anything.
Get involved.
Yeah.
Second,
because I'll set the whole
her friends
wedding
like,
on fire.
Like, everybody know everybody. This is a wedding.
Yeah, this is a wedding.
And I'm going to see you. You know that we both know this bride. So anyway,
and y'all know each other by face, or y'all familiar?
That was my first time seeing her ever. Yeah, since then, I've seen her multiple times, but I just stare at him like, okay, at this point, don't touch you. Now you can't have a drink. You can't have any drinks today.
And somehow she gets to the point of telling us that I remind her of her husband.
No, she said that prior. She didn't say that to me. I didn't hear that comment.
Could I remind you of Jesus?
She said that she, Greg
reminds
her. Don't
bring me no drink with my crazy ass wife sitting right here.
Her husband. Mind you.
Her husband is dark skinned.
I didn't see this man. He don't look nothing like Greg. Okay. So anyway, the point of this, because we, y'all.
Wait, you say he's dark skinned with dreads?
Yeah. He don't look
locks?
He don't look nothing like Gregory. But nothing like Greg.
There's nothing resembling this man to me.
So listen.
I was like.
Here's the question.
Ooh, okay.
I'm acting like I'm y'all host.
No, ask the question.
At what point or whose responsibility is it? Let us tell it, hosts, including the one that this story is about. Whose responsibility is it to stop, check, address if the opposite sex is coming at you?
You want me to answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's subjective to the couple. First off, when I originally heard the story, it was in like transition, so I didn't get the full thing. First, it was like, oh, you know, I got to tell the story. This lady gave me a drink at a wedding, you know. And first, I was like, all right, if the bartender gave her two drinks, maybe she thought you had one. Like, she sees yours or sees a drink there. And it's like, here's one for you. Could be, even though read the room, but could be an innocent thing. Second time, if your fronts get knocked out, so be it.
This is my... Let me let you finish your thought. I'm not a let us tell it host.
No. Please interject.
Finish your whole thought.
However, in that situation, I think it depends on the couple. The reason I say it depends on the couple, I'm going to it... That was poor.
That's why I had to look back. What is he pouring?
Because I know in that situation, just like if it was reversed, Angel's reaction is going to be a lot bigger than mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to address it like, I don't want your drink. If I need a drink, either I can go get it or my wife will go get it. But thank you. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm.
But everybody ain't the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Angel would address it before me because at that point, I'm throwing the drink in dude's face and my fist is following behind.
I
know that's a disturb. That's a disorient, and then my fist is coming right after. Go ahead.
I don't remember it vividly, so I can't. I don't remember.
No, but what should happen? Not what did happen. How would you? Cause you know, Greg turned into a Buddhist monk when we recording. How should a situation like that? Because Greg would be like, "Now, Tank, what you should do is calm down." The next week, man, about to knock this dude out.
Yeah. Speak straight from my heart, people. Straight from my heart. If a man comes and gives Mel a drink, sit next to me, I would let him, like, I would physically let him know, bro, that's my wife. Cool. Whatever. Yeah.
Thank you for the drink.
Thank you.
I drank it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Look at it. Make eye contact and just kill it.
That's what you did. That's what you did. That if he would have came the second time, then it would have been.
It would have got physical.
Yeah. I would have disrespected him so much he would have to like, yeah, throw hands or whatever.
That's me out to act like I knocked the glass over in his lap. Oh, like, oh, excuse me, my bad. Dang.
Punk mother.
I mean, we already in. Go ahead and say it.
The thing
and
that
would have happened, at that point, though, with Mel and in the situation, I felt like I had to be the calm one and just be not, hey, man, what you tripping type mm-hmm. situation. Because I didn't want to get elevated to no
right.
point. And, yeah, I didn't want to get elevated to no point. So I
Greg,
just
like me, you almost a little scared of yourself.
Yeah. Because once because if somebody else interject,
yeah,
then it's a whole different. So that's why I gave it a cold shoulder and just faced this way
mm-hmm.
and just left it at that. I found it funny. I'm like, this girl is crazy. What is happening? And if I could go back after listening to it, after, because she blew my mind with the second one.
It was just shocking.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
The first one, she handled it like she was supposed to handle it. I don't think I was supposed to be like, what you doing? You don't see my wife? I didn't feel like that was necessary because of what Mel did.
Right.
It was like obvious, like, appreciate you.
Yeah.
The second time, though, I should have been like, don't disrespect my wife like that. You know, that's, I should have did that.
Well, what would you have preferred to see?
Aggressive. No, I want you to know.
Hold on, this aggressive adjustment that Mel just.
Yeah, you know what it is? Number one, you know, first of all, old girl was wrong as two left shoes the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just disrespectful. Don't offer.
I was trying to get
and even if you
doubt,
even if you got two drinks, offer it to the woman.
No, that's facts.
Clearly.
100% facts.
Then when Mel says, hey, that's mine, if you didn't catch the hint, you're trying to be cute.
Yeah, or offer it to the couple. Do y'all want a drink?
Exactly. Yeah.
Y'all want it?
You don't need to get back up. It's completely unnecessary. So now you're trying to be cute. This is the thing, though, right? I'm at a different place in my life because the reality is there is a version of me that also would be like, what? Just how? Mm-hmm. And Kev also, like, I probably would have did something the first time and second time. I probably would have been shocked. The version of me today would have said something aloud. I would have wanted Kev to say something, but he's a little bit more non-confrontational than I am, especially as I'm getting older, that he probably wouldn't have said something.
Liz is like, I'm looking for smoke.
Yeah,
I'm
these days, I feel like I have a lot of like making up to do for things that I let slide. Yeah. So
it relieves.
Yeah, so
come with me tomorrow to Lowe's.
I'd be ready for the smoke only because I feel like I let so many things let go. Mm-hmm. The difference, in my mature age, I also realize if Kev hops on board with me, I'm about to ruin my friend's wedding.
Oh, right.
Because you're mm-hmm. all I really need you to do is co-sign. You ride? We ride.
Your door is closing. Your seatbelt's
on. Yeah. Put the car in drive. We're out. So that's like where you kind of do want someone to be calm, but at the same time, I also want to know that my husband has my back.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's doing that, I need you to approach her, or I need, you know, it'd be a little weird when men have to, you know, check a woman. That'd be a little kind of crazy dynamic a little bit. Right. But I do want my husband to also be like, now, girl.
Yeah.
The first time was cool. The second time, it ain't so much. So I could just be like, yes, and he's being nice. Because if he comes this way, it's going to be a different situation.
Absolutely.
What would you have preferred to see? Or what do you want?
I have like back regret, right?
Yes.
Because
I do. I have it before a lot of things.
I think every time I think about this story, I get re-pissed off. Because I wish I would have smacked her. I wish I would have smacked
her.
Like, I grabbed it the first time, but I was so, like, I didn't do it like, oh, let me, like, make sure you don't see me. Like, I'm very, like, and looking at you.
Yeah.
So if you see me do it, like, I was so thrown off. Mm-hmm. But then, to your point, I'm at a wedding. I know who you are to my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I act an ass at this wedding, like, I don't want to cause a problem for her. Exactly. Like, that's ugly, right? But today, when I probably see her again,
every time I've seen her since, I just be staring. Especially when I finally saw her husband, I'm like, he don't even look. I'm still mad. Yeah, she was being cute. I'm still mad. I want to pop the trunk today because that's not appropriate. Ever. Also, you should have said something. I decided that.
Me?
Two things can be true. And you gave her the cold shoulder, and she is a woman, so you got to be like careful with that. But you could have turned around like, hey, I'm good. You know?
Let me explain.
Explain.
What
Greg,
happens.
You did the right thing by just giving her the cold shoulder.
I've been in situations.
Because if you said something, Mel would have been like,
that's right.
The same thing Melissa said, because had he got hype, we would have set it on fire.
Yes. There's been situations where if I feel disrespected or you talk to me some type of way, then I'm going to give you the same energy back. So I didn't want to give her that energy, and then she gave it back to me, and then I respond a whole different way, and then everything blows up.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a man,
right,
then me getting into an altercation with you is cool. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But women, you know, there's glasses, there's spit, there's all type of things in this vicinity that you can do to me, and I'll be wrong if I put my hands on you.
Absolutely.
No, you won't.
And that's the hard.
Mama, no, you're not.
I don't ever want to have my reaction.
Yeah, for sure.
So I hear what you're saying.
No, I know, yes.
And going forward, though, when that happens, it's already in my back.
That's what I was going
to
say.
It wouldn't even get to a second time now. But it wouldn't get to the first time.
The first time, I'd be like, ma'am.
Sometimes it does take experience to teach you to do things differently. Absolutely. I remember I had a situation at work where two things. First situation, this guy was, I felt like being disrespectful, but it was at work and I felt like I can handle it. And I told Kevin I was just venting, and him and Jason, for that matter, was like, we'll be up at your job right now.
Oh, I remember
that. And I was like, first of all, I'm grown. Like, y'all got to chill, like, calm down. But then later, this guy, I worked in the aerospace industry, and there's this thing called FOD. It stands for foreign object debris. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Yes.
So when you're doing a safety check on airplanes, when they're changing shifts, you have to do a FOD check to make sure there's nothing hidden that could cause a plane to, like, literally fall out the sky or something to malfunction, whatever. So this man says to me, I'm in a sundress, girl, you look so good, I could do a FOD check on you. So that means
sexual harassment.
Exactly. It's very like not okay. Yeah. It's very inappropriate. Yeah. And you immediately feel like gross, you know? So I go tell Kev, but because of the first experience, his response was like less than desired. Like, at this point, I do want you to pop the trunk because I feel violated. I feel disgusted. And I want to, like, low-key, I wanted to go. I actually did go to HR. But, like, I need the energy because I need you to let me know that I'm right in going to HR. Like, this is really, really bad.
Yeah.
And so you learn, like, you go through experiences to learn how to respond, how not to respond, like, what your triggers are, what, you know. But, you know, I'd be having regrets about stuff like that, too.
No, it definitely happens. Like, living with regret, I've walked away from a few situations till this day, I'm like, that would have been worth whatever came after.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, grow up, get over it. It's like, nah, some stuff just be sticking with you. I'm just going to be 100% real.
Y'all, there's something so simple. We was at the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Mel's checking in the kiosk. This old man. Oh, I mean, dude, he probably 70-something. But he looks over Mel's shoulder, and he says something. I'm thinking this guy's trying to figure out how to check in.
Oh, I remember the story, yeah.
But he tells Mel, you already checked in. You need to get out the way or something like that. Yeah, it isn't. So I, you know, I didn't do nothing. I just sat there like, oh, he just trying to see what's going on. Old man trying to figure it out. And Mel come like, did you not see what he was? I'm like, what? What happened? And then she told me, and we walking away. I turn around. I'm looking for this. I'm about to swing.
Old man.
I'm going to smack this five, this old man. Like, this a young black lady, you old white dude. I'm about to smack. That Every time we go to the airport now, I'm just waiting. Like,
looking for him. That man's dead.
Not even him.
Oh.
Not him.
Just somebody.
Not him. I'm waiting on anybody to cause anything because the way she felt,
yeah,
and I can see now the way you felt with the drink situation, right. You wanted me to.
No. My regret, I mean, yes, you could have. But my regret is more about me than it is you.
Oh, okay.
My regret is more that I didn't smack
so
her.
So that's our situation is swapped in the.
Yes. Yeah. Kev should have popped
she's
the
trunk. She's your old man.
I should have.
Yes.
Old, looking over your shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a situation at a wedding. Me and my brother was there. I had already blew up. Then it calmed down. And then at the reception, just let you know it didn't happen. The blow up didn't happen at the reception. At the reception, my sister-in-law, brother's wife come to me. It's like, you need it's to go frozen. Get your brother. We about to end.
Yeah. You got it. Mine must be at 10% battery. You got to hit the button.
My sister-in-law comes to me. And she's like, you need to get your brother because he's over there. He ain't talking. He's not eating. He's just standing against the wall. And I was just like, if it goes down, it goes down.
Listen.
All I need to see is him react. And I'm blowing up with him. We going to ruin all of this. To this day, I'm like, I should have reacted bigger when I did.
Hilarious.
At a wedding. See? Someone that I dearly love. I'd have ruined that whole goddamn
man,
thing.
Wait, can we answer this question before we head out?
Absolutely.
Who in your immediate family, okay, not the family you married into, but like your siblings' family,
mm-hmm.
okay, who is the one most likely to pop off?
In my...
Like between your brothers and your sisters?
My sister.
Oh, she's the one.
Yeah, my sister, she can be a bit of a hothead. My brother, he's one of those scary people because he's quiet. But we realize at an older age, on my mom and my dad's side, we all kind of got short fuses. My dad's side has a temper. My mom's side has a short fuse. So it's like we got.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah. But my sister got the worst of those genes. My brother, he's like I can read him, but people won't know that he's about to explode. And this is a. Nice size dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's a refrigerator. Oh. So he's one of those. Where me, I think I control it a little better. Just to let y'all know how they are. Y'all seen me.
Yeah.
I control it better than they do. But no, it's definitely my sister.
Mm. We're not going to go. Go, Greg.
Oh, it'll be me.
Absolutely.
Oh, you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Greg's entire, everybody else in Greg's family is actually very calm.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not.
I thought it might be Anthony.
I was gonna say, my mom's the only calm one.
Greg's older brother, where
Aunt was back in the day, he probably would have popped off first. But yeah, Aunt was aggressive.
He's different
calm
today.
Now. But yeah, it'll be me. I'm not. If you straight up just disrespect us or disrespect me, I'm giving you the same energy. That's it. I mean, but you have to go there with me.
You're not provoking it.
Yeah, usually no. I got to meet somebody there. And I'm we here now. Let's do it. But yeah.
I'm definitely not looking for no type
absolutely
of
not.
I'm a lover.
Mel, what if me, you, and Nick?
Of course it'd be Nick.
I was going to say, but it's different. It's all, actually.
I was
going to
say between Mel and Nick.
I was going to say Mel and Nick too.
No, because I actually think we're all at the same. Like, it would take the same amount to get us there. The way, what you're going to get is very different.
That's true.
I feel like you stay there.
That is true.
And then you just like,
I'm setting at the table.
Like
really piss me off though?
Yeah.
To really piss me off, I think it takes the same amount to get us all pissed, like really get a reaction out of us. It takes the same amount. You're going to have to really get us there. Once you do,
mm-hmm. I actually agree
Melissa
with that.
Is going to make you feel so small.
That's true.
Monique is going to go red, and honestly, it's a toss up.
Yeah,
she nobody
might go to
knows
jail.
What's
going to
happen.
Yeah, she's going to jail.
Let's all pray. I am going to be big.
Yes.
I'm just going to be really, really big with my actions,
we
with
be
my words.
And
I'm finna rap. I'm finna, like,
yeah, that's
we
true.
Finna make a scene. Nick's scene may be covered up and you'll discover it tomorrow. Melissa, you're going to be picking your feelings off the floor.
Actually, I'm going to agree with this assessment.
I can agree with
it. Yeah, I'm going to agree with this assessment.
I was going to say that night that me and my brother's going to go off, we had to purposely keep it from my dad.
Oh, because
the situation.
See, my mom is your dad.
He would have aired the whole place out. He would have went home. He wouldn't have said nothing, went home, came back fully armed. ended the situation his way.
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't find out till the next day and was on fire.
That's how my mom
and we
is.
Was like, this oh, is you why have to, we didn't say nothing.
You have to purposely withhold information from my mom because she always is ready for the energy.
Absolutely.
Mm. My little brother times. Did that. He got in a fight. He was like, man, I ain't tell you because I ain't want no problem. Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, fam, I know y'all enjoyed this one. Of the topics, I don't even remember what all we talked about. Hooves.
popping off.
Don't check that out, man. Yeah, go. You remember, I recommend it. See that movie, see the show, see this is as good as see.
Oh Lord!
Did you watch
the finale?
The Terminalist.
I haven't.
Get into it. All right, we're gonna end it because we over time. I'm your host Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. That's right. And y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to MANSHYT and check that out. Goose.
You can catch me at Gooseby, GOOLZBY on IG, Building with Goose on YouTube, and you can get my merch at underreppedmerch.com. Hurry up because I got to revamp the website. If you get there and it ain't working,
come back.
Try again.
If you first you don't see, try again. No, that's fine.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can find me at Miss Kev on Stage on all social media. I'm probably yelling. On all social media platforms.
And you can find me at You've Got Mail, YOUVEGTMEL, basically on everything.
All right. They know you. That's probably how they found us. All right, fam. Y'all have a good one. See y'all next week.
Yay!